The family and friends of the famous usually find themselves watching in the wings, but not Harry Connick Sr. Once the district attorney for Orleans Parish, Mr. Connick Sr. found a new kind of spotlight when his son, Harry Connick Jr., began inviting him on stage at shows around the country. This NOLA Life Stories interview with Harry Connick Sr. looks back at a few of those moments.
My interest in music really began when I was a young teen and listened to the radio a lot with big bands and so forth, and actually sang with a group trio in high school. And then for a long time I did nothing, you know, about it. And until I think it was about 1986, 87, in those years. And Harry would be performing in different places around the country. And he had formed a big band around 1990. And it was in connection with a movie called Harry Met Sally. And that was sort of a catapult to his early success.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who.
And so he toured with the band, and I'd visit him on weekends usually. And one time he was playing in Atlantic City at Bally's, I think it was. And during the sound check, he said, "Why don't you come on up and sing a song with the band?" And of course, had never had an opportunity to sing with a big band, small band either, for that matter. So that was a thrilling moment for me. And I went up and sang a song with the band. And after it was over, he said, "Why don't you come up tonight during the show, and you and I can do something, you know?" So I went up. And that began appearances with Harry all over the world, really.
It had to be you.
So I went over there to the RCA studio, and it was everybody from RCA had recorded with Tchaikovsky and Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey, all of the, Robert Merrill, all of the great RCA recording artists had used that studio, so it was historically very impressive to me because I had been in the record business and loved music so much and had heard music made in that particular studio. I went out, Harry was playing in Las Vegas, and he said, "Come on, we're going to be on the Jerry Lewis Telethon." I said, "Oh, Harry," I said, that's out of my league, you know. And I said, "No, come on, we'll do it. We'll do a duet." There's a song that Peter Allen wrote called "When I Get My Name in Lights," and he did it in one of his Broadway shows. And Harry was on the record with Peter Allen, and so Harry did an arrangement of that for us, and it was a great song for two singers, you know. "I dance and I'd sing, do anything. Just to get my name in lights.
I gotta try to hit the heights now that I'm free as the breeze again. All nimble knees again."
Harry got me started. Usually the other way around. But he got me started. And then I still sing with him, as a matter of fact.
You know, there have been a lot of famous Harrys over the years. Harry Belafonte.
Harry Truman.
Harry Styles.
Harry Houdini.
And out of all of those great Harrys, there's one that I love more than all the other ones. That's you.
Thank you, and I love you too.
But I mean it, Dad. I am wild about you.
And I about you.